come along to the Bible.
So he's reading Isaiah the prophet. So he's got a scroll of some type or a book of some type. Reading it out loud. So he's reading this, and obviously got a lot of folks with him. He said, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot." Okay, go on over there. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. So he's reading this out loud. And said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" Okay, so if you're reading a book and somebody walked up to you and said, "You understand what you're reading?" It's almost like, "Why do you think I'm reading it?" Okay, do you understand what you're reading? Now, I have never walked up to somebody who was reading their Bible. When I went to the truck stop and went around, nobody was reading their Bible. I have never walked up to somebody reading a Bible. And I think I just had one of the first people that actually gave me a gospel tract rather than me giving him one was at the rest stop just last week. It was Monday. Okay, I was walking out, had tracts in my hand or pocket, and then he beat me to the punch. And then we got chatting, talking. He was like a missionary to Israel. And then he knew the church in Ohio that we was part of, so he was either rubbing shoulders with Bible believers or he was a Bible believer. And so that was a blessing. Okay, but this guy was reading his Bible, Isaiah. Philip said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" Okay, now here's a rule of thumb. If you are involved in investments, okay, let's say the stock market, which I would not suggest at these times. I would suggest to get out as quick as you can. Okay, but if you're involved in stocks or investments, generally speaking, in investments, if you want a high return, what kind of a risk almost always accompanies a high return? Well, it's almost always a high risk. Okay, if you're afraid of the high risk, you want a low risk, then generally speaking, almost always this is the case, it's a low return. Okay, low return on your investment. Now, the same goes true with the Bible. If you want a high return in Bible knowledge, meaning you want to learn the Bible quicker, okay, the way you learn the Bible quicker is to learn it from somebody who knows it. But the problem is, with a high return, there's a high risk. What if that person was deceived? Or what if that person was trying to deceive you with the Bible? That's the risk. The low return and the low risk is, okay, I don't really want anybody to interfere with me. I just want to get it from God directly. Now, the reason why that's a low return is because of the issues that we personally have of overcoming these things. Now, several years ago, visiting out of Jasper County Jail, you know, I struck up a friendship with a young man, and we started discipling him. Then another kid came in, a young fella came in, and he was trying to get this young fella to really talk to me, but this young fella kind of backed off because he heard me on Saturday, the guys on Wednesday, they were saying you could lose your salvation. I'm telling you, you can't. And so he just backed off from both of us because he just wanted to get it himself. So that's what he did. I knew that he was listening. But in his heart, he told me this 20 years later. Okay, I lost track of this guy. This young fella, was a guy that had an unusual way of making money. Okay, he saw these ATM machines that were usually in front of a building, and he'd back up with his pickup, tie a chain around it, drive about 2 miles away, and then open it up. And I always thought it was kind of weird that he was in this jail, and then he'd ship him to another jail, and he'd come back, and he'd ship him to another jail, and he'd come back. Well, this guy had done a job like this on about 20 different occasions in 20 different counties, and he was going to do his last job and take the cash and go live in Hawaii with his daughter. And that's the one he got caught on. Okay? And so this young fellow was listening from a distance when I was talking to the other fellow. In his heart, he said, he was impressed that I could give the answers to the Bible questions the guys give. I'd give a Bible answer and turn around and let them look at themselves. And that did something in his spirit. Okay, and he in his spirit, he didn't tell me this. In his spirit, he said, "I want to be able to do that." Okay, well, he left, did his time. I lost track of the guy, and you know, this was back in the probably early 90s when this took place. About a year and a half ago, I got this phone call, And this guy says, this is Jamie. Do you remember me? I said, no. Do you remember Jasper County Jail? I said, yeah, Jamie. He said, do you remember ATM machines? I said, oh, yeah, I remember you. I never knew what he did with the money. But he said, you won't believe what I'm doing. I said, what's that? He said, I'm preaching. And he said, I was counseling a young man, and this young man said to me, boy, you can give me a Bible and answer to every question I ask. He said, when he said that, I remembered you. And he called me up. He came down here, brought his wife, brought the kids, and he said, I just want to know, let you know that I'm in the work. I thought that was great. See, now what did he do? He just backed away from me, and then he wanted to get it from the Lord, and he did. He did. And so, in order to learn the Bible quickly, a person can learn it from somebody, but again, you got to watch them, make sure they don't add to, subtract from, that they allow the Bible to say what it says to whom it's spoken. That's the way you learn the Bible quickly. Okay, but then the Spirit of God will teach us the Bible. We just simply ask. Okay, so he says, go join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him, heard him read the prophet Isaiah, said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, this guy said, how can I except some man guide me? Humble enough that he wanted help. How can I except some man guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. So he jumped up in the shotgun side, you know, or in the back. This guy was probably had, you know, chauffeur. So he'd probably sit in the back, and he's picked up probably the book or the scroll, however he had it, and saw where he was reading. How can I except some man guide me? Now, the promise is John 16:13, where it says that the Spirit of God will guide us into all truth. That is a promise. Why is it that so few are guided into all truth? Is evidently they're not claiming a promise. So claim that promise. Now, he will use man to guide, but then sometimes if that's not available, then he'll just show himself. Okay, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Okay, now what he's reading is probably one of the two best places in the Old Testament to see prophecy about Jesus Christ, Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53. He's reading Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 is forbidden to be read in Israel. The rabbis do not want any of the Jews to read Isaiah 53, except without the guidance of the rabbi. Okay, now, he is reading verse 7 and 8, approximately 7 and 8. He is reading about sheep, lambs. He's reading about a four-legged animal, but he is wise enough, or at least he has had enough light revealed to him that say, I know he's not talking about a four-legged animal. He's talking about a man. I got that figured out. Okay, and so he's doing pretty good. I mean, the Jews will say Isaiah 53 about that man is Israel as a nation. They don't want to say it's Jesus Christ. They certainly don't want to let that cat out of the bag. And so Isaiah 53, what great place. There are some interesting things about the translation New Testament versus the Old Testament. Interesting thing that a shepherd might be able to tell you about. About, it says, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And it's my understanding that when a female lamb is sheared, she doesn't bleat. But a male does. So how the precise the Bible is. Okay, dumb before his shearer, the Lord Jesus Christ opened not his mouth. Okay, then it says his life was taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet of himself or some other man? So notice what Philip did. He opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. So he's going to preach about Jesus Christ. So he is probably showing him about, you know, the lamb that was offered with Cain and Abel. He probably showed him about Noah's Ark, and it had one door on it. He probably showed him about the Passover lamb of Exodus 12. But he started showing all the prophecies that were given about Jesus Christ and said, that's the one. That's who he's talking about. That's the one. He didn't preach unto him denomination. He didn't preach unto him the law. Now, there's a big thing, you know, with Kurt Cameron, where they talk about, you know, the good test, and they're going with preaching the law, which I think is fine. I think it's a good method also. But he was just preached unto him Jesus. At the beginning of the chapter, Philip preached unto him Christ. So it actually depends on what the Spirit leads us to talk to people. Okay, if he wants to follow the good test, fine. If you want to just go right to Jesus Christ, fine. The Spirit knows what that person needs, and so if we're yielding to the Spirit, he will guide us where we should go in our witnessing. So he preached unto him Jesus, not the Baptist church, Jesus Christ. Now the reason why that's a big deal is because if he is a religious Jew, and if he has encompassed the Judaistic faith, Jesus Christ is not real popular. In fact, they think Jesus is a bastard child of Mary. So they don't have some very nice things to say about Jesus Christ. And so that's why that's brought up. Okay, and so he has brought up the idea of Jesus Christ with his Jewish faith, and they are at odds. Which route am I going to go? Jesus or my Judaistic faith? And that's the bottom line. That's our witnessing with people, Jesus Christ. Get off church, get off religion. Try to keep it focused on Jesus Christ. You'll notice they'll weasel off it. Keep bringing it back to the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the bottom line. Okay, verse 36. And as they went on their way, okay, he didn't ask them to pray a prayer. He just preached the gospel.